Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. There is no shortage of addiction treatment centers in the United States with highly qualified staff and support systems. But when thinking about your treating your addiction or how to treat your addiction or where to go, it's important to consider your emotional, physical, and psychological needs. How can you find a right program that will put you on a path to recovery that works for you? Speaking with Dan Tolman, who is a sober advocate and in recovery himself. He has a wonderful blog called LA Rehab Confidential. And we're going to be talking about how there's so many different treatment programs and we all have unique needs. So Dan, welcome to the show.
And thanks for having me on.
Yeah. And so you know more than anybody how many different centers exist out there. And why is it important that every individual kind of takes a look at, you know, what they're struggling with and finds the right fit for them?
Dan, well, one thing, if there's anything I've learned, is that people are addicted to drugs and alcohol for a million different reasons. And there's no one-size-fits-all treatment modality that is going to work for, you know, everyone. I've tried a few myself. I was sober for a long time in a 12-step program, and then, you know, after long-term sobriety, I relapsed because I still had, you know, issues that I had not dealt with and hadn't been able to make my life really what I needed it to be. And I found it extremely helpful to go back. But my first rehab didn't work, so thank God I kept going back and back until I put together all the pieces that I needed to be happy and be moving in the right direction in my life that has really shored up my sobriety in a way that I never had before.
Mm-hmm. And you are such an incredible walking example of getting back up over and over again. And you know, I really want our audience and listeners to hear that today, is that no matter what, if you make a mistake or you relapse or you fall, to get back up, to try again and to keep on, you know, seeking other kinds of treatment if one way doesn't work, correct?
That's absolutely right. I was just writing this morning about, you know, thinking that rehab was 30-day in and out. You go in, they take care of you, they fix you, and you're done. And right. Or that, you know, it had better be that way. And, you know, when after I went to rehab the first time and I stayed sober for 6 months and then relapsed, it was kind of mortifying to admit that I needed to go back. And subsequently, I came to see that it was the best thing because there were other pieces. There was more work I had to do and more people I needed to work with to hear the message that I needed to hear to be okay with myself. And it three times around was a charm. I certainly in three totally different modalities. So, and they wouldn't have worked had I done them in the reverse order. So it was, I'm grateful for all of it, but it was hard to go back.
Yeah. And it was very meant to be that you did receive those three different types of treatments, and you also met so many incredible people on your path and on your way. And so just for everyone to know out there that the shame that you're talking about, the shame of saying, oh gosh, I may need more help, is, you know, it should be lifted. And it's like, you know, we're all human. Yeah, it may feel shameful for a minute, but there are people out there willing to open their arms and embrace you and give you that love, support, and, you know, encouragement, I think, that we all need when we're at those low points again. So,
well, I think it's really helpful to understand that that's the process for most people. You know, when people go to treatment, they don't just go one time, they're fixed, and it's done. A lot. I think the average is three tries. And with some people, it's a lot more than that. You know, they really have to dig down. Because you might hear the same message from three different sources, but finally somebody's going to put it to you in a way that you hear and you latch onto and gives you hope. And you can start to have some fun. I mean, it's a hilarious process, really. I enjoyed all of it. But
So let's get into all that now. Let's get into the hope and the fun part of it. So it is a hilarious process for some people, and yourself. You've created, you know, you've added humor to what it is to be a recovered man, and you've created this incredible blog and website called LARehabConfidential.com, right? So can you tell us a little bit about that and what it's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. I was sober in AA for a long time. So once I got sober, it was like, God, I wish I'd gone to rehab. And then the situation came about, careful what you wish for. And when I went, once I emerged from my fog of detox, you're in a place with 30 wild card people that could be any, it's a ridiculous situation. And, I had a lot of laughs. You can't make that stuff up. I wish I had a camera to make a TV show about it, because it was the stuff that happened.
You hear a lot of stories, I'm sure.
So I'm writing about some of that on my blog. It's been a year in this process, a year and a half, really. And so much funny, crazy, tragic stuff has happened. I just want to put it out there for people who are thinking about maybe going to treatment to see it's not all bad. It can be pretty amazing if you make it that way. And, oh, my God, there's a lot of laughs involved for me. If you choose to see things that way.
Right. So you're talking about reframing life's experiences and situations to find the humor in it, to find the lightness of it, even though we're talking about a very, very serious affliction, obviously. But I think the silver lining is that you could reframe it a little bit to see that this is just part of your life experience, hopefully, and that you can find the hope and recover. I mean, that's what I get from
it. It's an amazing teachable moment, because nobody wants to go to rehab. You know, you're not there because you're at a great place in your life generally, but you know, once you're there, you're already humbled. And that's the beauty of it, is that you just get to be with other people in a different way and learn from everybody you can. And if you latch on to it, get everything you can out of it, because you've got 30 days, you're not going anywhere, hopefully longer. I just really wanted to encourage people to, if you need that help, go get it. It's not as bad as you might think.
Yeah, and also just reading through your blog and your posts that you've been writing, it's hysterical and it's uplifting and it's sad, and you know, there's different emotions that come with writing about your experiences in recovery. And you know, there's just a lot that people, I think, that are out there and going through this process can relate to. So I encourage everybody to check out your blog and hop on there. And, you know, like you say, that it's, you know, there's something about sharing and putting your truth out there that is probably very cathartic.
That's what I'm hoping to, you know, show what it's really like.
Yeah.
Because
and it's,
I got so much out of it. I don't want anybody to hesitate to go. It's like, make room for it and do it.
Right. And do you find that people have been open and receptive to the blog, and they've been, you know, probably liking the humor in all of this?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've gotten some really good feedback about, you know, that people didn't understand how, what it was really like. And there's a lot people don't know. There's a lot of mystery around it. So I really wanted to, you know, write stuff that was funny enough that you could read it while you're waiting in line at the grocery store. You don't have to be an addict or an alcoholic. But underlying that, to really be helpful to people who need it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's extremely helpful and hilarious and entertaining and inspiring. And I think it's just incredible that you have, you know, have had the courage to change your life in such an incredible way and then put it out there by writing. I mean, that's really, it takes a lot of courage. So hats off to you. Big milestone.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So tell everybody where they can find your blog.
The website is up at www.larehabconfidential.com. So check it out. It's all up there.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Dan, so much for helping us identify this important issue of finding the right treatment. And good luck with the blog. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.